Time to get back to our discussion on little bait and knock fishing and other parts of northern Lake Michigan with Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, I guess it's time we should switch over and kind of talk about the fall pattern for the walleye again. I know it's a little bit early still, but depending on the weather pattern, of course, once things cool down, you know, probably another 10 degrees on the water temp, those big walleye typically move back into the bay, right?
Yeah, usually starting around the middle part of October, a lot of those fish are out in the middle of northern Green Bay and start working their way back into Little Bay to Knock here. They're a little bit easier to get at then.
And where are they hitting them right now?
Last reports I heard, it was still the areas like off of Minneapolis Shoals and then down towards the mouth of the Bark River, and between the mouth of the Bark River and the mouth of the Ford River.
Is it pretty much a dead even split between the guys trolling crankbaits and drifting with crawler harnesses?
I would have to say it's much more on crankbaits. Now most of the guys I'm seeing are more hardcore guys, and they're fishing after dark mostly. So that's almost completely a crankbait bite for the nighttime fishing.
And how deep of water is that typically out at the shoals or down by Bark River?
At night, they're typically in 10 to 20 feet of water.
So still fairly deep, though. I mean, it's not like they're fishing 5 feet of water at shore.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody that's been fishing up any shallower than probably 10, 11 feet.
Okay. Well, Chris, have you heard anything from the river fishermen down in your neck of the woods?
The majority of the reports we're hearing are still mostly coming from the Manistique River.
And I'm assuming they're fishing for salmon there?
Yeah, it's mostly kings, but we're hearing a few trout, both brown trout and steelhead are being caught in there. In fact, they had one customer of mine said he caught a 17-pound steelhead.
Really?
Manistique fishing for salmon here recently.
That is a monstrous steelhead.
Especially, yeah.
And the nice thing is they're not there to spawn. They're there to eat, so they're going to be fairly aggressive, I would think.
Yeah. He was just, if I remember right, he was just drifting spawn, fishing after dark, actually. They were really surprised when they put the spotlight on him when they went to land it to see there was a big steelhead. So that one was going on the wall.
Well, the one thing I will say, I mean, a 17-pound steelhead, yeah, that's a trophy, absolutely anywhere. But the one thing I'll say is if you're going to fish after dark, it's almost impossible not to fish live bait or at least put some kind of scent on your fly or your lure, because they typically aren't hitting on color or sight. They're hitting on smell at that point.
Sure, they're all in there looking for that spawn.
Absolutely. Feed bags are on. Wow, 17-pound steelhead. That's awesome. And you said you did hear of a couple of browns, too?
Yep, yeah, a couple of brown trout showing up in there, too.
Little early for that spawning run, but I'm sure they're staging, maybe even eating.
Yeah.
All right, well, last thing, let's just recap your hours through the rest of this fall. I mean, when is the next change, and what are you guys running for hours right now?
Right now we're open every day from 8 to 6 p.m. We probably will knock our hours down here a little bit later in the fall after the time changes. And then once we get ice, then we'll start opening earlier again, and we'll be busy.
Yeah, it's always something to look forward to, at least when the beginning of winter, man. Everybody looks forward to a little bait and knock.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, well, thank you so much for your time today, and we'll catch back up with you and next time we hear something, huh?
All right, sounds good.
Take care. Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, filling us in on that hot perch fishing, just all of a sudden out of the blue on little bait and knock, so that's cool. This is The Outdoor Show.